Welcome to the C3 News Show Midnight Edition. My name is Ion and I will be your host tonight. The first day of RC3 Now here is over. Did you enjoy it? I did. Do you remember the 6-2-1 rule? 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals a day and 1 shower? I am saying that not only to you but also a bit to myself because I failed so far with this plan. I did have the 6 hours of sleep, but so far only 1 meal and also no shower, but luckily you can't tell because it's remote and this camera doesn't transmit smell. I promise that I will attempt to shower right after this recording, but the day isn't over, so you have still some time to adhere to the rules. We already had so many talks in all of the 14 studios. Let's take a look back at two personal highlights of mine. We had an exciting lecture on the history of German hackers. The talk was titled 40 Jahre Tuvat. It was broadcast by the Studio Hamburg. It's available on the usual space media.cc.de. But we also have a trailer.
Unter dem Titel Tuvat.txt riefen Bau Holland und Co. Anfang der 80er Jahre in der Taz dazu auf, sich mit Computern kritisch auseinanderzusetzen und die AktivistInnen zu vernetzen.
Das erste Programm, dass man nicht durch Passwort rein, sondern rauskommt.
Aber das ist nur eine Hälfte der Geschichte, die uns Julia in ihrem Vortrag über die deutsche Hackerkultur erzählen wird.
The other talk I feel I need to highlight from today is from Bianca Kastel. The title is Digitalisierung in der Pandemie im Gesundheitsamt. Bianca is actually working inside one of the local German public health departments and she experienced most of the software rollouts that happened this year. For example, the Corona Warn app, the Sommer system, but also the challenges with the Luca app. This is the third C3 news show of today. In the first show, there was a segment explaining how you can get into the RC3 world, and I don't think everybody knows yet. So we decided to upload this segment to our YouTube channel. The name of the channel is here, just type that into the search bar and you will get there. At the second show of today, Lindwurm explains something really important, because there is a big change. This year we do not have a main stage. Instead, we have 14 Chaos Studios.
Chaos West TV, Chaos Studio Hamburg, R3S, Karlszone TV, Franconian.net, The Hexen, Fem, X-Hein, The Bierscheune, About Future, The Sendezentrum, C-Base.
We received a very special video clip. The title is very innocent. It just says Greetings from Brandenburg. It was filmed at a location that most of you are very familiar with. Let's check it out.
Humans of Congress, we wish you a very pleasant RC3. We would like to thank everybody who is involved in making this possible and everybody who is participating, because without you, the Earth would be barren and void.
We were told to get out of nowhere. So, yeah. Now we're here.
I mean, what's more nowhere than Brandenburg? We hope this brings back a few good memories of what we did and what we had and what we can make possible again.
Yeah. Until we can, we will see you all in the virtual world very soon.
Enjoy the Congress, enjoy the talks. Have a great time.
Wow, what a crazy mission just for this video message. But this is not over. We not only have some behind-the-scenes video lined up for you, but we also have an interview with Zeppos. Take it away.
Mike, why did you do this? Why did you climb up the tower? Why did you put these flags there? Tell us why.
Because we can. Because
you can.
Yeah. No one else could do this. We wanted to contribute. We wanted to say hello to everybody, to, I don't know, lift the spirits up after these now 2 miserable years. I hope it brings joy to everybody who watches this and keeps the spirits up a bit.
Thank you for this, man. Really, we're so thankful for this great stunt, and the video was phenomenal. I hope, well, that you survived this easily.
It was so much fun, and we had lots of help from lots of friends that made this possible. And yeah, we returned safely.
Top!
That was it.
Love it. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Leerer Akku an der Drohne. Hallo, E-Bams. Die ganze Nummer hier ist komplett sketchy as fuck. Das ist zu windig. Das ist scheiße kalt. Ich hab mich seit einer Weile nicht mehr so gefürchtet. Pass auf, der Kopter macht wieder Mist.
Ja, der Kopter macht Mist.
Ist das toll, das so?
Nee.
Okay. Nom, 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 nom. Schreib's. Ich bin brutal. Sehr schön.
Enjoy the Congress, enjoy the talks, have a great time.
Thanks, Mike Tango, and thanks to the team behind the scenes. Zappos asked me to share with you that this Tower of Miltenberg, as we call it, is also part of the RC3 world. So if you have a fear of heights and still want to hang out on top of this tower, then go to the RC3 world, go find the POC, the phone operating center, and then in the lower left corner of the area, you can find the virtual clone of the Tower of Miltenberg. Being a herald is really weird on this conference, but now I have a thing that is kind of common to a herald. So I can announce a talk that was moved in the Fahrplan. That is a job I love doing in Leipzig and Hamburg. So in the last show, we announced the live stream right after this show, and Lindbom did that. And this was about a show on the channel of Studio Hamburg. But the weather is bad, and with an overcast sky, you can't have much fun with a telescope. The live stream would have been directed from the telescopes of the observatory CSH in Lübeck. We hope for better weather tomorrow night, and this talk is moved to the night from day 2 to day 3, and happens at 12:30. If your Chaos Studio creates a night program, so anything that starts at midnight or past midnight, make sure to notify the C3 News team so that we can announce it or that I can take it into tomorrow's show. Unfortunately, no show is complete without advertisements. And now it's time for the ad break.
Alle Jahre wieder kommt der Teleshop auf die Teller nieder,
wo DJ Arnold und Karin sind. Zu euch nach Hause, Chaoswesen.
Zu euch nach Hause kommen wir wieder. Und zwar 28. Dezember.
Einschalten.
Schaltet wieder ein.
Wir haben und? Absahn.
Und Absahn. Lauter Kuriositäten für euch aufbereitet.
Live aus Eschke. Wir sehen uns.
Ciao, ciao.
Let's take a look at tomorrow's Fahrplan. No, it's too much for this show. I studied the Fahrplan and two talks stood out that I want to highlight for you. The first one that is coming up tomorrow is from an expert author in the field of conspiracy theories. Her name is Katharina Nokun, and she will give a talk in German with the title Hilfe, mein Astralleib wird geimpft, die wundersame Welt esoterischer Verschwörungserzählungen. This talk is broadcasted tomorrow from the Seabase studio at 11 p.m. The second talk for tomorrow that I'd like to highlight is in English, and it carries the title Practical Brute Force of Military Grade AES 1024. The Studio Monheim broadcasted at 16:30, and the two speakers are Sylvain Pellissier, he's a cryptography expert and part of the research team at Kudelski Security, and the other speaker is Boy Stuttering, and he's an IT security freelancer. As always, as any of the late night shows from the C3 News show, we have a cocktail of the day. Let's switch over to Lucas, who will present the recipe.
Sugar syrup, mate tea, a lemon, a slice of ginger, organic cucumber and optional bitters. The tools, a mixer, hot water, some cups, silicone ice cream foam, peel knife and juice press. The tea in the cup with hot water, into the fridge. Cut the lemons, press the juice. Peel not all of the cucumber. Keep two slices, cut it in rough pieces. Throw it into the mixer. Add a slice of ginger. Pour the sugar syrup, bitters, the gin into the lemon juice. Pull two ice cubes. Throw it into the mixer. Add the mix. Blend it with power. And that's it. Ready to serve your unnecessarily complicated cucumber.
The next C3 News show is hosted by Khaleesi, and it will be broadcasted tomorrow morning at 11:30 and guide you in the fresh morning day of Day 2 of Congress. Have a wonderful night, and don't forget to check out the RC3 World. That's where most people hang out in the night before they try to get their 6 hours of sleep. Have a wonderful night.